This is WPG's HBCU Insights, a podcast of the Wesley Peachtree Group, CPAs. I'm Vice President and Senior Associate Jennifer Moore, and I welcome you to this episode. I am speaking with Sandra Davis, editor of HBCU News, a monthly newsletter sponsored by WPG. Welcome, Sandra.
Thank you.
How long has the newsletter been published?
Well, we published our first edition in October 2016, so it's been almost 4 years now.
I remember the first newsletter, and the format was very different from what we have now. Tell me, how did you settle on this format, the current format?
Well, it's grown over time from an offering of a few links into the large format you see today. The biggest challenge in coming up with a format is developing something that is consistent as possible for the different devices that people use to read their email. And so you have to take into consideration, for example, Apple iPhone does not allow internal links in email.
Right.
So you can't use a menu. To accommodate those people. Other mobile devices disable JavaScript. So there's certain things you just can't do. It has to be a little bit plain, but we try to spice it up as much as possible.
And you have a lot of different categories, too, in the newsletter that didn't appear in the first set of newsletters.
Oh, yes. We've expanded to include grants and gifts and deadlines and compliance issues, leadership changes, and so on,
And that's my favorite, the leadership changes. I like to see who's retired, who's hired. It's very, very informative. As well as your top story, which is your lead story. Tell me, how do you select that?
The lead story we get from the newspaper, from current events. We go directly to whatever is the hot topic. Usually it will be an edict from the government or something happening in the legal arena or, something that's happening, enrollment boom, sometimes there's that. So it will be something, we try to pick the most positive story.
So usually you select that close to the time of publication.
Yes, that's the last thing we do.
And you also have original content, something like a feature article that you write yourself. How do you select that?
Well, we have broad topics of interest to higher education, facilities management, enrollment, various details of administration. And then we go to those and pick out, something that we think will help the leadership and administrators.
So do you select that each month, or are you scheduling it out quarterly or annually? How do you come up with your topics in terms of that?
Well, we do a broad outline for the year. And then depending on what is happening, we sometimes have to swap out topics. If something is really imminent or going on, a really hot topic, then we'll do that. So it depends. It's a little bit mixed, a little mixture.
Basically, it's a way to make sure that your constituents and your readers are most informed with what's going on right then.
Exactly.
And so I find that it's really a great way to connect with clients as well as industry leaders. How has the letter been received by the community generally, the HBCU community generally, in your estimation?
We've got positive response.
Excellent.
We really have had a lot of support from the higher education leaders.
Excellent. And do you think that that positive response, as well as your growing readership, that it's due to featuring upbeat news?
Yes. We avoid negative news as much as possible, and we do feature upbeat stories about the institutions and what they're doing, the innovations. There's a lot of research going on at HBCUs, a lot of great programs. And so we do try to feature those. But I think also people turn to the newsletter because of the information we have in the deadlines and information column, which gives all the various deadlines for student financial aid, all the compliance issues that they might have to observe.
Excellent. Well, I, for one, love the newsletter. I think it's a very, very useful resource and a great addition to the HBCU community. And WPG is wonderful in sponsoring things for the community that we serve. And I thank you, Sandra,
for spending
this time with me. On behalf of our associates and staff, I thank you for tuning in. We are committed to building stronger institutions for the next generation. Please subscribe or check back often for our latest episode. To learn more about the Wesley Peachtree Group CPAs, give us a call at 404-874-0555. You can visit us online at wpg-inc.com or send us an email at services@wpg-inc.com.